Phoneboy Speaks, episode 869, Reboot Your Airplane. There's been a lot of, news about airplane security, software or, hardware issues in airplanes these days. There's been that guy, of course, that got arrested for claiming that he could actually, potentially break into, some sort of, airline security stuff using, using the onboard Wi-Fi. But this is a little bit of a different issue. So apparently the Boeing 787s, they're rather large airplanes, you'd know if you'd been on one, and apparently there's what looks like to be an integer overflow bug of some sort, and the way it manifests itself is that if the airplane has been powered continuously for 248 days, it can lose all alternating current electric power due to the generator control units simultaneously going into fail-safe mode. And apparently the solution to the problem in the meantime, until Boeing introduces a fix to this software, is, reboot the dang thing, or make sure you power it off and power it back on. Which, it's funny because as somebody who's been supporting computers and technology for so many years, that's almost one of the first things I ask is, have you rebooted it? And I actually remember being on an airplane one time when the pilot had said, yeah, one of the systems isn't working. We're just gonna reboot it. And there was a part of me that said, wow, does this plane run on Windows NT or something? And things are like that. I mean, things get into just kind of weird, bizarre states for who knows whatever reason, and sometimes a power cycle is what's needed. But something that says, okay, well, the plane being completely powered on for 248 days continuously, doesn't seem all that unreasonable to me. But it is something, I guess, they can, they've got some sort of order in now that says, okay, well, if there's something happens, we can go ahead and, we're just going to go ahead and reboot it, make sure we periodically reboot it until the thing happens. But it's funny that even airplanes, which of course are insanely expensive and take, years and years and years to produce, that even they have what apparently is a simple software bug that it's expensive to roll out. I mean, it's not like, you think, the planes have to be, someplace where this maintenance can be performed. And of course, now Boeing has to really test and make sure that this doesn't work. This is not just a simple software fix. I'm sure it probably has to be certified and, in 8 ways from Sunday. This is the kind of thing that happens. So, I guess even airplanes have software bugs. And as the computer systems get more and more elaborate in these things, I wouldn't be surprised if we find out about a few more of these things as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.